Justin Fluke with you. It's our first Hiawatha Red Hawk locker room chat of the year. Stacy Jasper joins us, the Hiawatha girls head coach, who starts their season 1-0 with a big win last night over Donovan West, 49-31, the final score. Coach, a winning campaign, 12-9 a season ago, and bringing some pretty good experienced girls back from that roster. So before we dive into last night's game, I guess, how have things just been with, you know, having a full off season, your second year, and a lot of returning girls to kind of work around and the preparation coming into this new year?
We've had a good couple of first weeks of the season. And like you said, we've got a strong portion of our roster back from last year, with just graduating two from last year, and a pretty strong group, lots of experience with the Nelson and Williams girls and Claire Twombly. And so it's been a good couple of weeks. We've knocked out some of our weaknesses we remember from last season, and added another coach to our staff, which has been real helpful, getting our post players a little bit more drills and skills with some rebounding, which was a big weakness of ours last year. So we've kind of been concentrating on that here in the first of the season.
Well, because like last year, you don't have a lot of size on the roster, so I understand rebounding being certainly a critical component. But hey, last night, a great way to start the year. You beat a team that was a state tournament team from a year ago, and beating Donovan West, and looked like, you know, in control through most of that game. What did you see from the girls? What did you like about last night's opening win?
Yeah, it was a good game. We knew we were going to go over there and battle, and you know, Perry always puts up a good team over there, and it kind of came out in our favor, obviously, but it was a good game the whole way through. We knew going into that game that they were going to run and gun and kind of cherry pick, so we knew that our transition defense had to be on point, which it was for the most part, and really the big key for us last night was controlling the boards, which I believe we did. So, like I said, that's kind of been one of our keys coming into the season, was because of our size, just making sure we're, you know, in the right position and making that an important part of our game.
So your second season as the head coach, second season also through the Big East League, which we know will be a grind and a battle, and you don't have a Big East League game until just one right before Christmas break against Sabetha. But are the expectations higher? I mean, what are just kind of your overall thoughts and some of the goals that you feel like with these girls entering second year?
Yeah, I mean, gosh, we know we learned that, and we knew going into this transformation of that league that it was going to be tough when you combine those two leagues, those two powerhouse leagues, you know, and it was exactly what we thought it would be last year. So, coming into our second year, as my second season and both the Big East, I think, you know, we've set some early goals. We'd like to finish a little higher than we did last year. And, we know it's going to be tough, of course, but, I think we're one of the teams that does return several starters and letter winners from last year. So hopefully that experience, you know, keeps us going and we can compete in the Big East. It's going to be a, you know, game day flip a coin probably for the most part. But we're looking forward to getting that underway.
You bet. Well, we look forward to chatting with you throughout the year at Troy Friday and then Horton. So a couple more kind of close rivalry fun games coming up on your schedule. We'll look forward to chatting throughout the season, Coach. Thanks for your time, and good luck against Troy and Horton in your next two games.
All right. Thanks so much.
Stacy Jasper, head coach of the Hiawatha Lady Redhawks. We'll talk Hiawatha boys hoops right after this.